little about a month ago. I'm a police officer, and our city, we upgraded our radios to all encrypted digital, and our old Radio Shack got decommissioned, and I'm also the head of IT for my city as well, so I have two jobs in one city. So I got tasked with decommissioning and taking down some old equipment. I was lucky enough to be able to bring home an Astron RM50A rack mount with battery backup. So that is currently one of two Astron power supplies that I was able to pull. The other one is a smaller one. The model number is rubbed off on that, but it's just a smaller one, not a rack mount. Whereas this 50A is the big rack mount one. And I was able to bring that home 100% for free. They had cut the power cable. I just basically removed the little stress relief and unsoldered the old snipped cables, soldered in some new, and she works perfectly. Tested her on my multimeter. The output is beautiful and stable. So I got very lucky in that regard of being able to bring home a phenomenal power supply for free.
Well, congratulations on a nice power supply. WRUZ 935, and I had the desktop version of that with the meters in it, the voltage and current meters, the RS 50M M for the meters, and I literally left that power supply plugged in and turned on for 12 years straight. Never had a lick of problem. The only reason I unplugged it was I had an antenna that got struck by lightning, and it came through and found a ground source through the power supply. So. But the supply was still working. It blew fuses on it. I was in an ungrounded two-wire electrical system, and the lightning found its path to ground through the neutral wire of the power supply, but the fuse. It actually arced through the fuse holder and put the case of the power supply at 120 volts potential. So had I ever touched anything that was grounded, I would have got a jolt just by touching my power supply. But I ran it like that for probably another 2 years after that before I discovered the problem. And when I found the problem, I found the problem because there was a big old arc when I tried to plug in a power supply into something that actually was grounded.